Not a problem.
First off, joining Bradford City on this loan, Luke. How does it feel to be back at the Bantams once again?
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. You know, it's not really a secret anymore, but I've grown up being a Bradford fan, and there's not many people in their careers who can say that they played for the boyhood team, and I just can't wait to get going and get on the pitch and show everyone what I can do.
I was going to say, it must be something you're looking forward to, walking out in front of Valley Parade, in front of 20,000 fans.
Yeah, I mean, it's normally the way around. I'm normally cheering, you know, the boys on and stuff like that. You know, I've been a fan for as long as I can remember. My first game was for my sixth birthday. I remember I went for my sixth birthday. It was at Old Trafford. It was my first City game. And, yeah, I mean, it'll be a special moment for me and my family as well, but you know, I've got to try getting the team first and hopefully just take it from there.
I was going to say as well, when you look at Bradford City, and I mean, if I'm right in saying and right in what I've researched as well, Luke, you started off your youth career over at Bradford. Does it seem like a bit of a different club from when your youth career up to rejoining now?
Yeah, I mean, I joined when I was 11, and Colin Todd was the first team manager then. Yeah, I mean, it's all changed now. You know, we were training at Appley Bridge then as well. So there's still stuff, you know, that's remained the same. But, yeah, I mean, obviously the one thing that stayed the same as well is the support base. You know, obviously players, managers come and go and stuff like that. But, you know, it's good to see the club, you know, on a solid base now. Rather when I was there, it was... You know, it was a tough few years for the club, and you know, the last few years have been really successful, and you know, I want to add to that success.
And one of the things in joining as well, I was wondering, is it going to be good for you to link up with Stuart McCall and be under him? Is that something you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I mean, he was the manager who sold me when I went to Manu when I was 13, and you know, it's crazy how your paths cross again. But yeah, I mean, I've only been with the team for a couple of days now, and you know, just his enthusiasm just rubs off on everybody, and you know, like it's so refreshing. You know, coming into a club when the manager is obviously a club legend, and I remember watching him play when he was playing, and you know, it's great to work with him, and you know, I just want to repay the faith that he showed in me, bringing me to the club.
You say there you've been with the lads for a couple of days now. Always seems to be a great team spirit over at Bradford. Is that something you felt in the first couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, it's. This year, there's been a lot of people come in, and there's a lot of people that have gone out as well. But you know, the people who've remained from last year will carry the team spirit on. And that's you know, if you ask any player, what the most important thing is, obviously you want good players, which we do have at the club. But you know, it's paramount that you have a good team spirit, because obviously you know it's a long season and you go through a lot with each other. So yeah, I mean, I've been welcomed, you know, really well so far, and long may it continue.
And I suppose that's the main thing now, about trying to break into the first team and get a regular place at City.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm under no illusions that, you know, it'll be tough, but you know, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to show them what I can do, and you know, it's like I said earlier, it's a special club for me personally. This is where it all started for me, and obviously growing up a fan, you know, and I want to take this opportunity with both fans, because there's not many people who are fortunate enough to play at a club like Bradford.
And I was going to say as well, what can the fans be expecting from you now? Because obviously you've been out on loan up in Scotland, as far as I know, last year as well. Is that something you've learned from, and what can the fans really expect from you as a fullback?
You know, at the minimum, you know, I've been one of them fans, and the minimum that you want is, you know, 100%, and that's what I'll always give. You know, I've got high energy as well. You know, athleticism. You know, I'll be up and down, and wanting to do well, be positive on the ball. But first and foremost, I'm a defender, so I'm judged on, you know, like clean sheets and keeping the ball out of the net. But yeah, I mean, just hopefully, you know, good performances, consistent performances as well, and hopefully that'll help the team, which is the most important thing, to get 3 points on Saturdays.
Yeah, you're right there. And you've talked about being a fan of the club as well there, Luke. And of course, you'd have been a club legend over at the club. So a special club for you, for your family as well, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's where my dad's career really took off. And he's got a lot of fond memories here. And, you know, me and my brother, we were just recently, we were at the Doncaster game in the League Cup. And it was before I knew about any interest. And we were sat in the Sunwing stand, and just as fans, we just wanted to go to watch City. And when City scored, we were jumping up and down like we used to do when we were young lads. And so it doesn't leave you, but it's, like I said, it'll be a proud moment for my whole family, because we've all had a soft spot with the club. I just can't wait to pull on the shirt and show what I can do.
Oh, that is very true, to be fair, Luke. I'm a Bradford City fan myself, and once that bug's got you, it's got you for life then, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, to be fair. I mean, I've been a fan through the good times, you know, the bad times as well, and, you know, I've always, you know, always been a City fan, and I always will be. It's, you know, if my career takes me to somewhere else, you know, I'll always have a soft spot for City, but while I'm here now, I just want to make the most of the opportunity that I've got, and really just show the fans what I can do, and obviously show that, most importantly, my teammates and the manager what I can do, and turn it into positive performances when it comes to the games.
Well, Luke, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
Cheers. Thank you.